Your 3 minutes start now, Deborah.
The Collins English Dictionary defines import ban as the ban on the importation of certain products from a certain country into the home country. Similarly, economy, according to Wikipedia, is an area of production, distribution or trade, and consumption of goods and services by different agents in a given geographical location. Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kenke Badagry, Education District 5. I'm here to support the proposition which states that import ban harm Nigeria's economy. I strongly believe that import ban harm Nigeria's economy. How? To start with, import ban will lead to tremendous loss of revenue. This is because import tariffs will reduce astronomically, impacting negatively on the country's economy. Substantiating this, the Daily Trust Newspaper report of October 11, 2021 revealed that just 2 years after the last land border closure across the country, the federal government lost a jaw-dropping 24 billion naira in Ogun State only. What a monumental loss. Import ban harm Nigeria's economy. Second, import ban will lead to protectionist policies that tend to safeguard local industries and jobs, and with the implication that it will limit the availability of goods and products to locally produced goods and products of poor quality and lower quantity. The people and the companies being protected by this will have to settle for the ensuing scarcity and inflation, with the consequential economic hardship on the people. Besides panel of judges, import ban will affect bilateral relationship, bringing about a trade war among nations. And the nations could retaliate if they can no longer sell their goods and products in markets where they could normally, as countervailing tariffs, subsidies and exchange rate control, to name a few, become weapons used against each other, according to William Butte, a chief economist at the Global Investment Bank and Financial Services, New York. Again, panel of judges, any import ban on any products in Nigeria is unfortunately synonymous with smuggling and is attending bribery and corruption. Take for instance, the import ban on foreign produced rice, which is meant to protect the Nigerian local produced rice, is actually playing out negatively because the ban has ironically skyrocketed the rate of smuggling in the country, turning our borders into a playground of unprecedented smuggling arena. Also, panel of judges, import ban on any particular product in Nigeria naturally creates a monopoly of that product locally. This is sure to bring about a decline in the quality of the product due to lack of healthy competition, which the said banned product often encourages. In conclusion, panel of judges and the attentive audience, import ban contributes negatively to the rate of unemployment in the country because people will depend on the business of importation and other related businesses and are rendered jobless. I vehemently posit that import ban harm Nigeria's economy. Thank you. I'll thunder back.
All right. Deborah Pamzat there. Very strong point. Well done, Deborah. Olamilekan, your 3 minutes start now.
Good evening, moderator, my incorruptible panel of judges, my Q-time keeper, my contender, and my audience. I'm Oladipo Lalekan, and I'm here to oppose the topic that import bans harm Nigeria's economy. Here are my points. Firstly, import bans have led to increased output and employment. This is because our local industries might not be able to keep up with the hike in demand, so they need more hands to keep up with this hike in demand. In other words, they employ more people. This increases employment rate, which is highly beneficial to our economy. Secondly, it increases the amount of local industries. Naturally, a high demand follows an import ban, and the industries on ground might not be able to keep up with this high demand. So more industries are set up, and this leads to industrialization, which is beneficial to the economy. Another point is import ban increases our country's GDP. GDP, or gross domestic product, is the total amount of locally produced goods in a country. The definition pretty gives it away. Import ban increases the amount of locally produced goods. In other words, import ban increases our GDP, and an increase in the GDP is beneficial to the economy. So your thought that import ban harms our economy really baffles me. Import ban protects our infant industries from foreign competition. Take for instance, if there wasn't any ban on the importation of cocoa powder, companies' products like Bonvita and Cowbell Choco would have died to foreign competition. But our import ban have protected us from this and have made them continue to thrive. We enjoy this benefit benefits locally because a closer look will actually prove that these goods are of higher quality and cheaper prices. Import ban also enhances our skills and talents. Many talents and skills are wasted at home due to unemployment, but import bans increases our employment and these skills and talents are brought into our economy, which has a benefit to the economy. Another point is import bans actually reduce the cost of production. This is because if we are buying from a foreign producer, the foreign producer has to cover the cost of transporting these goods from their industry to our borders. They cover the cost of storage if need be. They also cover the cost of excise and custom duties. They factor all this into the final cost of produce. But when we produce our goods locally, all these unnecessary costs are not present. So the final cost of production is drastically reduced. With these points, I know that I've been able to convince you that import bans have indeed helped our economy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Lagos, you just heard the presentation round of today's semi-final match between Federal Government College Ijanikin student Oladipupo Ramadan Olalekun. He's 15 years old. He's in SS3. And SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. She's 15 as well. Her name's Deborah Pamzat. They're debating whether import bans help or harm Nigeria's economy. Deborah Pamzat supports that it harms Nigeria's economy. Oladipupo Ramadan says, nope, it helps Nigeria's economy. What we're going to do now is take another break. Our break would allow both debaters collect their thoughts, take a look at their opponents' points, see where they can attack those points from, and also help them get ready for their closing remarks. Remember, our judges are giving them points. They're scoring all three rounds: the presentation, the rebuttal, and the closing. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm your moderator. We'll be back after this break. Lagos, don't go away.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, oh, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
Thank you again to Paystack for being our headline sponsor. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:19. We've got Oladipupo Ramadan Olamilekan right here, 15 years old in SS3, and Deborah Pamzat, 15 years old in SS3, a student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. You were hearing the timer go off for someone's debate there. All right. Lagos, it's time for the rebuttal round. And as usual, we're going to start with the motion opposer, Ramadan. Your 3 minutes start now.
Firstly, my opponent talked about import bans leading to tremendous losses of revenue. You yourself mentioned that the custom officials are not legal. They do not carry out legal procedures. So what makes you think that they are able to control give the government all the taxation on these import goods? And you also talked about protectionist policies, and you mentioned poor quality. The external pressure on these local industries, because they are the only source of these products for the consumers. So the external pressure compels these local industries to produce high quality goods. We are Nigerians. If these goods are of low quality, there will be protests. And another point you mentioned is bilateral relationships. You talked about countries retaliating. Import bans have been present in many other countries. Import bans are not present in just Nigeria. It is just a policy that helps countries increase their GDP. And if I am able to produce a good, why should I depend on another country for the production of that good? So I do not see any reason for retaliation. And by the way, import bans have been present for a very long while, and there has been no incident of retaliation. So why would you talk about that? And you talked about import bans creating monopoly. I mean, the local industries also exhibit competition. It's a competition between Airtel, MTN, Glo, and iMobile. There's no monopoly, and there's an import ban on importation of telephone vouchers. So why are you talking about monopoly? I talked about import bans causing unemployment. This is wrong, because on the contrary, the import bans increase the employment rate, because our local industries need more hands to keep up with the increased demand that follows an import ban. So they employ more people. So I do not know why you're talking about import bans causing unemployment. Those were all the points you made, and I am sure that I've been able to rebut those points. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oladipo Ramadan. Well done. It's 4:22. Deborah Pamzat, your time starts now.
I'm back as promised. Your first point was about import ban increasing the rate of output and employment in the country. Like I said earlier on, people that depend on the business of importation and other related businesses are going to lose their job. Let's take an example. A sponsor of the Nigerian If I Beg to Differ debate is Obiwizi. Obiwizi is a private enterprise that actually deals with the sales of technological gadgets, and he employs them. Samsung products, Apple products, they're not made in Nigeria. They are made from foreign countries. So by the time you ban importation, how do you expect people like Obiwizi to supply us? And Obiwizi is actually a very, very big sponsor of the Nigerian Info debate. So by the time he does not have any gadgets to sell, what is he going to use to supply us? Do you expect him to give us Nokia touchless phones? Your second point was about import ban increasing the amount of local industries. Well, we have many local industries in the country right now. It is not about the number of local industries we have. It's about what they are producing. The local industries we have, they are amateurs. They cannot meet up to our domestic demands. They cannot do it. You cannot compare a clothing that was made in Nigeria to a clothing that was made in Turkey. You cannot compare rice that was made in Nigeria to rice that was made in Thailand. Your third point was about import ban increasing the gross domestic product of the country. Well, like I said earlier on, just 2 years after Nigeria closed the land border under the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari, the federal government lost 24 billion naira in Ogun State only. Ogun State only. We have 36 states in Nigeria. So just imagine us losing 24 billion naira in Ogun State. What's more else of the other 35 states? Your fourth point was about import ban improving skills and talent. If I'm an importer, and by the time the government stops importations, obviously I'll be unemployed. And at that period, I'll be so drastic. I want to do anything to get money. So do you think I will now sit down to start thinking of the right entrepreneur to go to? That's why we have many youths on the road today, indulging themselves in prostitution, cybercrime. No skills and talents will be improved, because their only skill and talent lies in importation of goods and products. So by the time you ban importations, they are going to go into illegal activities, cybercrime, prostitution. Now, these days, they even operate only in the night. By the time you ban importation, you see them morning, afternoon, night. Then your last point was about import ban reducing the cost of production. Well, that's actually literally impossible, because by the time there is ban on importation, there's also going to be inflation of our cost of prices. Yes, because if there is no ban now and rice is sold at the cost of 20,000 naira, by the time there is a ban, rice can be sold at the cost of 40,000 naira, 40-something thousand naira. You must buy it because you must eat rice. Having rebutted all your points, I still stand on my stance that import ban harm Nigeria's economy.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamzat. Well done. Good job. All right. Remember, we're streaming this live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Lots of people watching right now. Lots of people rooting for both our debaters at the moment. But there can only be one winner. The semi-final match is ongoing at the moment between two 15-year-olds, both in SS3, one of them a Federal Government College Janikin student, Oladipupo Ramadan Olalekan. You just heard the voice of Deborah Pamzat. She's an SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. And they're both of them debating that import bans harm Nigeria's economy. Deborah says, yes, it does. Ramadan says, nope, it doesn't. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear their closings. When we come back, we'll start with the motion supporter, Deborah Pamzat. Then we'll move on to Ramadan Oladipupo Lamilekan. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Semi-final 2 comes tomorrow. But right now, a break.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you very much, Paystack, for being our headline sponsor on this tournament. And thank you for being the judges today and tomorrow. Remember, we've got Ekene in the building. We've also got Abby London in the building, as well as Okwe joining us via Zoom. I don't think I was supposed to say the London part of Abby's name. Okay. All right. So we've got Ramadan in the studio with us. He's our 15-year-old opposer today. We've got Deborah Pamzat, 15-year-old supporter today. And they are debating that import bans harm Nigeria's economy. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Deborah, your final 3 minutes start now.
Corroborating my stance, I still strongly believe that import ban will harm Nigeria's economy. Recently, an agricultural economist, Idris Ayinde, talked to a press station and he stated it clearly that the local industries we have in Nigeria cannot meet up to the domestic demand of the country. Every year, Nigeria produces 3.6 million metric tons of rice. And meanwhile, that same year, we consume 9 million metric tons of rice. Every year, Nigeria produces 60,000 tons of wheat. And that same year, we consume 5.0 million tons of wheat. Where do you think this additional rice and wheat comes from? The sky, they don't follow as manners. We import them. So if lack of bread could lead to the 90s French Revolution, then I can tell you that scarcity of food will cause mayhem in this country. Because there are many of other levels of food that will not even take the fact that there's no more food in the economy, will eat the economy itself. Also, talking about vital sectors, let's take our medical sector for an example. Many a times when politicians go abroad to receive medical treatment, I do not blame them because the Nigerian healthcare sector is actually very, very poor. We don't have the facilities, we don't have the equipment to actually take proper care of our patients. Just take a look at the COVID-19 period time. Many lives were lost. Why? The Nigeria healthcare sector was very, very poor. It was even Chinese donators and foreign donators that actually came to our aid during that period because our healthcare sector was just so bad. We didn't have oxygen. We didn't have food. We did not have anything. So imagine banning importation. Who will help you during the time of another pandemic? We also want to talk about the deprivation of consumers' needs. Not all food commodities are actually produced in Nigeria. In Nigeria, we are blessed with crude oil. We have refineries, but it's not about having crude oil and having refineries. Do we have refineries that are working? We export our crude oil to Singapore. Singapore refined them and we import it back, still paying for it. So obviously, there should be no ban on importation. Also, import ban breaches the ECOWAS agreement between the 15 ECOWAS member states. Burkina Faso, Benin, Cape Verde, Nigeria, Niger, Senegal, and many others. When there is restriction of movement between these 15 ECOWAS states, it's actually not good because it's in their agreement and it goes against the letter of ECOWAS and letter of the AFCFTA. So there should be no ban on importations in Nigeria. Also talking about scarce products like alternative generating machines. In Nigeria, we don't have food processing machines to process our food. We don't have generators to power our industry. This local industry they are talking of, where do they get their generators from? They import it abroad. We don't produce it over here in Nigeria. So by the time you ban importation, we're going to go back to the old days of manual labor, right? The world is a global village. Let's do things with technological advancement. Nobody is going to be grinding pepper and tomato like that. We all want grinders. So let's just continue importing and continue boosting our country's gross domestic product. Also, thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamzat there. And her opposer will close now. He's got 3 minutes. Ramadan, your 3 minutes start now.
I'm still Lola Kukwelaliko, and I'm still standing on the fact that import bans have not harmed our economy. I'd like to address some of the rebuttals my opponent has made and state some more points in my favor. I'll begin with import bans exterminate the dependence on foreign industries, which leads to the development of our country. I mean, why should we continue depending on foreign industries for goods that we can produce locally? When we produce these goods locally, it aids industrialization, as I've said earlier, and it improves our economy. Our government also has a high control on the collection of revenue on local industries. The revenue on import goods, they go through these dishonest custom officials. Everybody knows those custom officials are dishonest. They are the ones who aid the smuggling of goods that have already been banned. So they definitely take a cut from this revenue. In a country like Nigeria, submerged in 35.5 trillion naira in debt, we are meant to maximize on all sources of revenue. It is easier to collect taxation from local industries who pay their taxes directly to the government. But these import bans have limited this revenue to custom officials. And my opponent, in an attempt to rebut my point, talked about Obiwizi. She kept hammering on Obiwizi. I would like to tell you there is no importation on the ban of mobile phones. So the point on Obiwizi is actually irrelevant. You talked about local industries are amateurs. We have many, many local industries that thrive. I mean, we have local industries that produce tablets. We have RLG. We have local industries that produce food items. We have Just Food. We have local industries that aid businesses. We have Paystack. So telling us that our local industries are amateurs is actually wrong. And you also talked about clothing. Clothing from Turkey is better than clothing in Nigeria. There's no ban on importation of clothing items. Mentioning rice, an health report has revealed that our locally produced rice, particularly Ofada rice, is way healthier than the foreign rice. And mind you, the foreign rice spends years in these our pots before they are cleared. They are preserved with fertilizers which reduce their nutrient quality. And you also said our local bands do not produce as much as we need. You talked about the amount of rice we consume, the amount of wheat we consume, and things like that. We refuse to patronize our local brands. There's a ban on importation of rice. We still buy foreign rice. How do we expect these industries to grow and be able to produce as much as we actually need? And you also kept hammering on the point of the health sector. I mean, this is a debate on import bans, not a debate on our health sector. You also misread the ECOWAS state letter. The ECOWAS letter talks about placing a total stop on all forms of importation, not a stop on just a few items like the 41 items that our country has actually banned from importation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oladiku for a lot of work on there. Ramadan. I am grateful I'm not a judge. I am very grateful I am not a judge. Lagos, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just witnessed an amazing debate, a phenomenal debate between two 15-year-olds, both in SS3, both in government schools, one of them in Federal Government College, Janaki, the other one at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, I'm your moderator. We're going to take a break so that everybody cools off and our judges collate their results and send them to me. And then if there's a tie, we'll go to the tiebreaker round, which is another 3 minutes for our debaters where they switch sides and support what they opposed or oppose what they supported. And if there's no tiebreaker round, if there's no tie, we will hear who our first finalist is between Deborah Pamsat and Ramadan Oladipo. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, oh, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away, you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
The I Beg to Differ quarterfinals are over.
Including the current president of Nigeria. I've tried but failed to remove...
We witnessed four epic battles from eight phenomenal debaters.
Lagos, we have a tie.
The nerves got to all of them.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh Jesus Christ, please. Oh my God.
But four of them dug deep and got the job done.
To train one specialist in medicine, Nigeria is one of such countries to have lost up to $2 billion.
And this week, the final four are back. Monday,
I'm Ramadan Oladipo.
I'm Deborah Pamsat.
One winner. Tuesday,
my name is Ruth Okorocha.
I'm Angela Nadi.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, my final four debaters, and my panel of judges, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. Catch it the next day at 5 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, on DSTV, GoTV, Star Times, and UHF Channel 57. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, and Just Food.
All right, our judges are still collating. Their results are in. And now we are calculating to determine who the winner here today is. So we're going to take another break. Oh, well, I mean, we may not even have a straight-up winner. We could go into a tiebreaker round. So we'll take another break just to aid the calculations. We'll take that break. When we come back, We'll see if the results are finally in. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
The I Beg to Differ quarterfinals are over.
Including the current president of Nigeria. I've tried but failed to remove...
We witnessed four epic battles from eight phenomenal debaters.
Lagos, we have a tie.
The nerves got to all of them.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh Jesus Christ, please. Oh my God.
But four of them dug deep and got the job done.
To train one specialist in medicine, Nigeria is one of such countries to have lost up to $2 billion.
And this week, the final four are back. Monday.
I'm Ramadan Adaliko.
I'm Deborah Pamzat.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
I'm Angela Nadi.
One winner. $1 million. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, my final four debaters, and my panel of judges, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. Catch it the next day at 5 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, on DSTV, Go TV, Star Times, and UHF Channel 57. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, and Just Food.
Thank you again to all our sponsors. Thank you again to all our supporters. Thank you again to our judges. Thank you to the collators of this result. Thank you to the debaters themselves. Let's take a look. The first judge scored it 53-45, Deborah. The second judge scored it 58-53, Ramadan. The third judge scored it 37.5-32.5 for the winner. The winner, 143.5-136, Deborah Panzat. Congratulations, Deborah. Well done. You just qualified for the final on Thursday.
Thank you, ma'am.
And Ramadan, your road to 1 million naira ends here, but you are still in the competition. You're coming back on Thursday as well to play for third place. You're also getting amazing gifts from some of our partners like RLG and obiwizzy.com. Thank you so much for being a part of this tournament, and thank you and congratulations for making it to the final four. Lagos, that's all the time we have. Thank you to our judges, Ekene. Thank you to Abby, London. London. Thank you to Okpe as well. Thank you all of you for a fantastic job, a fantastic debate.